Billy, it's time for bed.
Grandpa, tell me a bedtime story.
Well, what kind of story would you like to hear?
Scary.
Scary. Okay, let me think. This happened about 50 years ago today to me and my friend Marty.
What a great weekend to go camping, don't you think, Marty?
Our campsite should just be around the corner.
I feel like we should have been at our campsite by now.
The map says it should be over there.
We passed by that tree already. We're going in circles.
Trust me, Joe, it's up here.
This doesn't look like a campsite.
Cabin's a close second.
We can't just stay in someone's cabin. Let's go back to the trail.
Come on, Joe. My friend Levi stays in cabins all the time. I'm sure it can't be that bad. Let's check it out.
I wonder how long this cabin has been here.
It's like it's been a while. I'll take a look out back.
I wonder if anyone lives here. Hello? Is anyone home? Hello? Marty, I think we should go. This could be somebody's home. Hello? Is anyone down there? Marty, is that you?
Who are you talking to?
No one. I thought I heard something coming from the basement.
Stop being so scared. No one lives here.
Something just doesn't feel right. I think we should go back to the trail and find a place to camp. It's getting late.
Fine. Looks like we're staying.
I can't believe this. You would think the storm would have passed this afternoon.
So we have to spend another night here. What is the worst that could happen?
The owners could come home and kill us for staying here?
The place is like 100 years old, Joe. No one lives here and no one is coming.
What was that?
I heard that too.
I told you I wasn't hearing things. Someone is here, Marty.
I think it's coming from the basement.
Hello? Is anyone there?
If someone is down there, I don't think they're gonna answer you.
Is that a chainsaw?
Run! Over here!
Why are we stopping? We should keep moving. We should be running instead of hiding behind a stupid tree.
It's foggy, it's raining, he won't find us. Now be quiet.
He is going to find us.
If you keep talking, then yes, he will. We're going back.
To the house?
Yeah, our stuff is there. If you grab our stuff, we can find our way out of here.
I care more about our life than I do about my camping gear.
Stop being a baby. Let's go.
He has a chainsaw, Marty. Closing a wooden door won't stop him. I told you someone lived here. I told you I heard things, and now look, we have some crazy person with a freaking chainsaw out for blood.
I know, I'm sorry, you were right. I never should have listened to my friend Levi.
We need to get out of here.
Okay, here's the plan. I'm gonna go upstairs and get our stuff. You draw him out the back door, we meet in the front.
What if it doesn't work?
Go!
Marty! Marty, where are you? Marty!
This is the police.
What happened to Marty, Grandpa?
Marty was a good friend. He will be missed.
And the guy with the chainsaw is still there?
I don't know. I never returned to the cabin in the woods.